Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Nitzavim, Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael that after all of the curses and the hardships that may befall Bnei Yisrael, chas v'shalom, because they didn't listen to Hashem and follow in His ways, after all that pain, God forbid, Hashem will redeem us. He will gather us from every distant place that we were scattered to, and He will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful, beautiful promise that Hashem makes to us. And then says the Torah in Perek Lamed Pasuk Ches, Viata Sashuv, you will return, Vishamata Bekol Hashem, you'll obey Hashem, Viasises, Kol Mitzvosav, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom, you'll do all of the mitzvos which I command you today. That's the Torah. We can and we must do tshuva. However, we have to ask the following question on this pasuk. This is not the first time in our parsha where we're told to do tshuva. Just a few psukim earlier, the Torah says almost the same thing. That was in pasuk ches and in pasuk beis. The Torah says, first in aleph, then in beis, when all of these things come upon you, the bracha and the curse, then says the Torah, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata v'kolo. When all these things happen to you, then you can and you must do tshuva and listen to Hashem. So the question is, why does the Torah repeat the mitzvah to do tshuva? There is a sefer called Likutei Yehoshua. It was written in 1957 by Rav Yehoshua Sheinfeld. And there on Parshas Nitzavim, he says the following in the name of Rav Shlomo Rabinowitz, the first Radomsker Rebbe who died in 1866. Says the Radomsker, before a person does tshuva for a sin they committed, they don't really realize how bad it is. They don't even know that they don't know how bad it is. And then, once they do tshuva, once they start doing tshuva, and they begin delving into the mistakes that they've made, they begin investigating what they've done and what damage they've done to their relationship with Hashem, once they see all that, then and only then does it begin to sink in how bad it is that they sinned. And so when a person does tshuva, it usually breeds more tshuva. And that is why the Torah, says the Radomsker, that's why the Torah implores us to do tshuva twice and not just once. Yes, do tshuva. And once you begin the process of return, you will want to return and repair even more and more. That is the Radomsker. I thought that perhaps one can suggest another explanation to the question as to why we're told about tshuva twice in our parsha. Perhaps the answer lies in where these two commands of tshuva come in our parsha. The first time again in Perek Lamed Pasuk Beis, the Torah says that after all of these bad things happened to us, chas v'shalom, all of the things we heard about in Parshas Kisavo and in the beginning of Nitzavim, we hear after all the exile and the separation from our land and from each other, after all that happens, then v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata v'kolo, then you can and you must do tshuva. That's tshuva that comes from a terrible place, from pain, from suffering. We know Hashem is just, and we know we deserve it, chas v'shalom, so we want to stop the suffering, stop the anguish, so we do tshuva. And once that happens, and we begin, And then we continue reading the psukim. Once that happens, when we do tshuva, says the Torah, then Hashem will return us from captivity. He'll have compassion on us. He'll bring us back. We'll be blessed. We will return to Hashem and to His land. And when that happens, we get to the second command about tshuva, and that's in Perek Lamed Pasuk Ches. And after that, v'ata tashuv v'shamata b'kol Hashem. This kind of tshuva is not coming from a point of despair and pain. This tshuva is coming from a desire to get closer to Hashem. We see in the beginning of the parsha, we see the bracha and the klala, not just the klala. We also see the bracha. I see the love that Hashem has for us. I see the connection that Hashem wants with us. I see the eternal existential rewards that come with that connection with Hashem. And I just want more. I want to get closer and closer. And that's a whole new level of tshuva that I didn't even know I wanted. Imagine a person who is schlepped for one reason or another to a restaurant. They don't want to go. They're not in the mood. The food's not that good. The service is not that good. And finally, they go reluctantly. They come into the restaurant. They sit down and wow, the food is good and everything's amazing. Well, once you see how good the food is, you want more and more and more. And that's a mashal perhaps. That's a mashal perhaps of this new level of tshuva. Now that I've done a little tshuva and I've seen what that means as far as my connection to Hashem, look what He's going to give us. Look what He can bring for us. Look what He can make happen to us. Then I'll do tshuva again, a different level, a different kind of tshuva. This one from closeness, and God forbid, not the opposite. May Hashem bless us with the ability to do tshuva from a place of connection and not chas v'shalom from pain. Have an amazing day and a ksiva v'chasima tova, everyone.